For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Just over 6,000 MLGW customers remain without electricity due to the May 27th storm that took out power to 188,000 people. More than 100 utility crews worked over the weekend to finish a restoration that MLGW President Jerry Collins estimated would take about a week or longer. Initial storm damage estimates are now at $21 million. Tennessee's suicide rate is on the rise. A new study finds that from 2011 to 2015, the rate went up from 14 to 16 deaths for every 100,000 people. Shelby County reported the most number of suicides because of its higher population, but percentage-wise, rural areas have been hit the hardest. Scott Ridgway, executive director of the Tennessee Suicide Prevention Network, says that white males ages 45 to 64 in rural areas were much more likely to commit suicide than their peers elsewhere in the United States.
The number one risk factor for suicide is undiagnosed depression. And we know that middle-aged men in our state, you know, basically will not seek help just because of the stigma that's associated with it. And so, therefore, they don't want to talk about their feelings. Men feel like sometimes it's better off if their families would be better off without them there, and so they choose suicide.
Ridgway says that rural areas also have fewer resources to help people who suffer from depression. President Trump may have pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement, but the mayors of Tennessee's four largest cities are still in. They've all recently vowed to reduce carbon emissions within their jurisdictions, keeping in line with international standards. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland says that a climate action plan for the city is already in the works. You're listening to Morning Edition on WKNO FM. I'm Christopher Blank.